What do we learn when we look at our region's criminal justice history? The Reverend Dr. E. Scott Winnett, senior pastor at Rockville United Church, talks about the important history of the Frederick City Jail.
The history of the executions and punishments that took place in Frederick, many in its historic jail, shed light on the racist and discriminatory practices of the criminal justice system. On November 2, 1922, the Daily Frederick News reported, "Long before daylight, a crowd had assembled in the vicinity. A number of people climbed upon the roof of a stable back of the jail. The crowd proved too much for the roof, which collapsed. Several of the spectators were hurt. Gawkers were hurt, but Granville Smeltzer died, hanged for murder. The Frederick County Jail, built in 1875, currently houses the Frederick Rescue Mission, a nonprofit organization serving Frederick County's homeless and working poor. The capital punishment meted out in the yard of the historic site may not be entirely known to Frederick residents. The hanging bell rang for over 100 years at the jailhouse, its macabre toll inviting the public. Edward Costley, Felix Munshauer, William Leonard, and Cephas Overs were all hanged for murder. African American Charles B. Robinson was falsely convicted of the brutal rape and murder of Mrs. Arthur Heitman. He was hanged in 1921. He was only 16 years old. Mr. Heitman confessed to the crimes on his deathbed. In 1922, William Stultz was the last to hang at the Frederick County Jail after killing a city police officer. Before the jailhouse, news tells of the 1740 hanging of John Murphy for theft. Michael Peck was hanged for murdering a relative of Edgar Allan Poe. Peter, Nicholas, and Yost were hanged for high treason. Jonathan, Harry, Nimrod, and Solomon were hanged for killing their master. Siblings, Peter and Kitty, were hanged for killing their mistress. William Richardson was hanged for being a Confederate spy. George Truman murdered an unknown man after planning to steal his blue pants, a pair of drawers, stockings, 2 shirts, and a blue overcoat. His last words were printed, quote, "The sands of a brief existence have nearly run out. My eyes are about closing forever upon the beauties of this lesser world. To open, I hope and trust and pray, upon the splendor of a better. I bid all a last farewell. George Truman." In May 1869, the Baltimore Sun reported his hanging. A large crowd was drawn together to witness the execution, and some drunkenness, disorder, and rowdyism usual on such occasions prevailed. Trees, fences, windows, and roofs of houses for a quarter a mile around in every elevated position were loaded with spectators. In 1901, the Frederick News reported, "Philip Hawkins, the Negro who was convicted of the murder of another Negro man, was executed here today at 20 minutes past 12 o'clock in the presence of an immense multitude, probably numbering 20,000. The body hung for 25 minutes. His neck was instantly broken by the fall, and animation was extinct in 6 minutes. A total of 33 people hanged in Frederick, 14 black, 19 white, 2 female, and 31 male. Lawyers, pastors, and reporters wrote about the hangings, telling us the stories, the trials, the biographies, the confessions, detailing last meals, last words, and, of course, the colors and sounds of the hangings. I'll further explore the jail's history in Preserving the Frederick City Jail, a Story of Architecture and Humanity. This October 22nd presentation is part of Frederick County Public Library's program.